The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare, called Your Best Healthcare Now. It is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade, the former editor of Money and George magazines, and a senior advisor to healthcare.com. He has been menaced by his by certain people to do some detecting, and I believe that we have a report. Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm well, Jill, and you're the person to egg me on. So here we go. I mean, and I promised, and as I promised, I have breaking news about the significant undercount of COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes throughout the tri-state area. Now, all eyes have been on the criminal investigations of Governor Cuomo for possibly intentionally hiding 50% or more of New York State's nursing home deaths. So if that's true, instead of 7,500 deaths, which is bad enough, the real New York State number may be well over 10,000. So this week, I and others, including the Associated Press, turned to Connecticut. Jesse Martin of the Healthcare Workers Union, that's 1199 NE for New England, estimates that Connecticut has been undercounting its nursing home COVID deaths by up to 25%. Others I interviewed this week, including a Democratic Party leader, said 25% seemed accurate or more. That would mean Connecticut has suffered over 4,000 nursing home COVID deaths, not the reported 3,500. Representative Vincent Candelora, he's the new House Minority Leader, told me, quote unquote, whether the undercount is 10% or 50%, the undercount is dramatically impacting Connecticut's healthcare workers, our nursing home residents, and their families. And he added, the Lamont administration did not do a good job protecting them. From what I can report today, Governor Lamont's Department of Public Health was not maliciously hiding the nursing home deaths, but it is suppressing the nursing home reality. So I'm going to ask you, Jill, I mean, without full, accurate state reporting, how do you safely decide to go to work in a nursing home, send your loved ones into a nursing home, or decide to keep them there? Do you see my logic?
I see your logic. The other thing that I'm just going to throw in the middle of all of this is it seems ridiculous. I can't figure out who was thinking while this happened, and I also have a little bit of trouble with, you know, it would seem that the smartest thing to have done along the way is vaccinate the people who were going in and out.
Yes. More testing and more vaccinations.
I just want to throw that in at the beginning before we go on to the horror story, basically.
Well, I mean, testing is a very important thing. So, look, here's how Connecticut is undercounting. And more broadly, these causes are rampant in nursing homes all over the Northeast. I mean, it's from New Jersey north. So, first, there's been a lack of COVID testing of nursing home workers and residents, especially in the spring. And once the virus gets into a nursing home, it can spread and kill like a runaway fire over dry grass. This week, I talked to the father of Patty Chalker. She was a much admired nurse. Patty was not tested for COVID at her Litchfield Woods nursing home in Torrington, despite her symptoms. And she collapsed on the street and died a day before her 56th birthday. Also, nursing homes have been sending sick residents to hospitals, other facilities, and back to their homes where they get diagnosed with COVID-19 for the first time, die, and are counted there, such as a nursing home death rather than, I mean, a hospital death rather than a nursing home death. A nurse told me that her nursing home doctor routinely sent residents with COVID symptoms to a nearby hospital where they were finally tested, had COVID, and died as hospital COVID deaths. She said that happened to four of her patients, four of hers alone. Moves like that allow a regrettable number of operators to mislead families about their nursing home safety to this day. And the state medical examiner says his investigators undercounted, quote-unquote, many COVID deaths, as first reported by the AP's Susan Haig. In one postmortem of 175 dead, his investigators discovered that 110 had actually died of COVID infections. 110 out of 175 undercounted. And there's faulty nursing home reporting. Like a nursing home reporting two COVID deaths and only one COVID case. How do you do that? And a nursing home director who told me she had one COVID death and expected another in a day or two, but reported zero to the state for months. 1199's Jesse Martin says the Department of Public Health failed to highlight the scores of deaths at some nursing homes in the fall, presenting a false narrative about COVID outbreaks instead of doing more to warn the public about that second wave. Now look, all this leads to an apparent absurdities, like the Department of Public Health reporting a grand total of four healthcare workers' deaths due to COVID. Just 1199 alone, that union represents a third of the healthcare workers. That union says 16 of its members have died of COVID. 16 plus. I checked citations from OSHA, that's the Occupational Health and Safety Administration, against just four nursing homes in the iCare chain. Each one was fined $15,000 for, in part, not reporting that one of its workers died of COVID. That's four deaths in four nursing homes flagged by OSHA. Are those the only nursing home deaths in Connecticut? I doubt it. In fact, a brilliant new report from the Center for Medicare Advocacy calls nursing home healthcare jobs, quote-unquote, the most dangerous jobs in America. They say it's even worse than being a coal miner. You'd never know that from Connecticut's Department of Public Health's undercounting. So, Jill, I sent a series of questions to Lamont's Department of Public Health about the undercount and the administration's longstanding lack of transparency. I'm waiting for responses. When I get them, I'll report them. For example, we're still waiting for the full report publicly of what happened to the 90 false positive test results that landed people in COVID wards, people who didn't have COVID sent to COVID wards with a false positive test. Where as many as 10 caught COVID, did any of them die of COVID? We still don't know, despite Department of Public Health promising a full public accounting back in August and my Freedom of Information request in September. Now, nationally, one out of three COVID deaths are in nursing homes. In Connecticut, it's more like one out of two. The Lamont administration needs not only to stop undercounting the deaths, it needs to push for solutions to reduce the overall number of nursing home infection deaths. Experts say nursing homes need more staff, better training, higher pay, and infection control. All of that requires more money from the state. Yet, Lamont's proposed budget doesn't add a dime more for nursing homes. Nor does it reflect recommendations from the think tank Lamont brought in for $450,000. For example, the think tank said every nursing home should have a full-time infection control specialist. I think it's shocking that they don't. That alone would save hundreds of lives. And the infection control specialist should report directly to the state, not to his or her bosses. And there's pay. The Center for Medicare study suggests that over 10% of healthcare workers, largely black and brown women, live in poverty. You work 40 hours a week and you live in poverty. House Minority Leader Candelora, he's a Republican, obviously, told me that the nursing home minimum wage in Connecticut should be increased from today's $13 an hour. And by the way, that's up 50 cents in 10 years, roughly. To around $16 to $18 an hour. That would be a living wage. 1199's Jesse Martin had a one-word response to the minority leader's suggestion. He said, wow. So, is Candelora's call for a big raise something that Democrats on the Public Health Committee, like Representative Michelle Cook of Torrington and Michael Winkler, could they work with the minority leader on this? That sure would be a major step toward fixing Connecticut's broken and deadly nursing home system.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, and on my desk.